matters were being dealt with in essentially an honest way. Because there had been instances, I mean, of money disappearing.
There was development of a management plan.
And the sense that this was a... I don't know that it was necessarily being directly expressed in those terms, but that Mardi Gras had got to the point where it could no longer rely on, or it was more effective for it to be organised along business and management lines. That if the thing was to have a future and to have a pattern of growth, then that had to be based on pretty sound organisational and management principles.
To what extent, though, I mean... And this sort of continued. I mean, since you were Bill's vice president for that period, weren't you? And then you were his immediate successor.
Yeah.
I mean, to what extent did you see your presidency as basically? I mean, I represented this at various times when I wrote about Mardi Gras. That in fact there was this continuum from the 85 AGM through to the 89 AGM.
Yeah.
I
guess my agenda was twofold. It was to take the sort of tightening up of the organisation to more professional lines, so that we were increasingly actually employing people to do the sort of day-to-day stuff, because the event grew, I think, so rapidly during those years that it was just no longer possible for it to be done by a group of volunteers, a committee of volunteers, that there was enough happening to warrant, and it was certainly the case with the employment of the first office person, and then when we employed Jim as the promotions coordinator, that it seemed to me that this, you know, the event had got to the point where there had to be somebody there dealing with administrative issues on a day-to-day basis, and that increasingly the organisation, because it's public profile, had to have somebody who was overseeing how the organisation and its events were actually being sold to the community and to the gay community and then to the wider community. And then there were sort of logical steps from there in terms of taking on other management-related positions. Because we at that stage there was a permanent position that oversaw the workshop, still based down at Wollamaloo initially.